Gary Gamble is a county commissioner, and you had a meeting yesterday after the Human Services Board. Doesn't look like there was a lot on the agenda, but you've got something you want to talk about. House Bill 1526. Sounds like we're going to lose money.
Certainly something that is very relevant for us in Cook County here. House Resolution Bill 1526, which they may be voting on today, but it's intended that they would be looking at it this week. And I did forward a letter to 8th District Representative Rick Nolan, urging him to support this legislation. It is the Restoring Healthy Forests for Healthy Communities Act, and H.R. 1526 would create over 68,000 direct jobs and nearly 14,000 indirect jobs in areas that have been hard hit by declining timber sales. This is throughout all of the federal forests.
Mm-hmm.
And
because we've been losing money.
Yeah. And it's significant to us. The revenues that the highest that we received in Cook County was back in 2009. The Superior National Forest Funds, and we received, we split between the school and the highway department, $648,000. Mm. And in the 2014 budget, which we're looking at right now, we're projecting those revenues would be about 25% of that, which is $161,000. So that, for us, that's a huge impact because we don't have a lot of revenue for our development in our road systems, and Engineer David Betts is, of course, addressing that before the board. So we've seen that the timber harvests in our national forests are down about 80% over the last 30 years. And the federal government had made a promise, it was over 100 years ago, to actively manage our forests and provide 25% of the revenues for counties containing national forests. And then we could use these revenues to fund services such as our schools and roads. And if you look over the last two decades, the federal regulations and environmental laws have caused the rapid decline in our timber sales, and the lack of active federal forest management has destroyed just lots of jobs as well as deprived us of the revenue. And this is an important fact that last year wildfires burned 9.3 million acres, and while the U.S. Forest Service only harvested approximately 200,000 acres, this means that 44 times as many acres burned as were responsibly harvested. So the fire issue, which is something that we deal with a FireWise mm-hmm. program and looking at, is also a component of this. So just urged Congressman Rick Nolan to support this, and hopefully that'll move forward because that'll be very beneficial for us financially.
Okay. You and Commissioner Martinson did a staffing analysis study where you looked at staffing in other counties. What did you find?
Yeah, we've been talking about it, and it's something that before I became a commissioner, I had, you know, looked at wanting to do. We began back in May, and we took 11 counties that were similar in demographics to Cook County, and we had an overview on the demographics that would give population area square miles. Mm-hmm. Some interesting things noting, like our median age, when we look at these, it'll be 12 counties, including Cook County. We have the highest median age, which is about 50. And I know that the GO team and some of the presentations that they've made, they've talked about some of these demographics. But it's important to decision makers in order to inform our decisions so that we understand, you know, the environment present and who we want to become mm-hmm. and how we address some of those things. The other thing is the average rent in Cook County is higher than all of the other 11 counties that we looked at 671. And the wage that you'd have to earn working 40 hours a week would be $12.90. And the other thing in looking at this is we took with the staffing in those 11 counties, and we would compare, let's say, you know, a particular department, the number of staff individuals per thousand. So hopefully as a board, and we handed this out to the board yesterday, and it'll help us in the transition with both a new county administrator and the board being released to some of the day-to-day things mm-hmm. with that oversight coming from the county administrator. We can be more strategic, and these are the kinds of things that'll help us in going through that
process. So how's the county administrator discussion going?
Well, we We started with 36 applicants, which I think we talked mm-hmm. about before, a little over 6 months ago. And then we narrowed it down to 11 and then down to six. And then last Friday, the board interviewed those six and came up with two finalists. And Wednesday, October 2nd, we will be having our department heads interview the two finalists during the day. And then in the evening, we'll have a meet and greet at mm-hmm. East Bay Suites, 6:30 till 8 o'clock. So anybody that'd like to come down and meet those two candidates, ask them questions, and then provide feedback to the board. The board on the following day, Thursday, October 3rd, will be doing a final interview, and then hopefully coming out of that, make our selection. So the board would like to have the impressions and the feedback from our department heads, and we'd also like to give the community, anybody that'd like to show up at mm-hmm. East Bay Suites at 6:30 on October 2nd, provide feedback as well as to their impressions on our selection.
Okay. A couple things more. Let's talk about moving matters. That happens tomorrow.
Yeah, and we're hoping maybe the sunshine will decide to come out. but if it doesn't, we have an alternative site. All day, actually, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., on the Grand Marais Public Library front lawn, we'll be having activities. Moving Matters is a new countywide project through the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic that is working to create safe and accessible walking and biking routes. So activities are for families, young people, people of all ages. And to note, Jim Obistar, former 8th District Representative, will be speaking between 12:30 p.m. and 1:30 p.m. So there's activities that'll be fun for the kids to enjoy. There's food, and there's an opportunity to bring your bike or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And
good.
Find out what it's like to journey the streets.
We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jay.